Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If your heart is upset and shaken and troubled, tell me why it's that way. Come on, tell me why it's that way. Because you let it get that way. Amen. How did you let it get that way? You chose, you yielded to thinking on things and talking about things that's not on the list. Because if we were keeping our mind stayed on the Lord, how would we be? He would be keeping us in perfect peace. If we're not in perfect peace, don't argue with Him. You just have not been keeping your mind stayed on what He said to think on. And we've all messed up many, many times, but it hurt us too. We went through all kind of anguish for no reason. Someone says, well, there was a reason. No, going through the anguish didn't help one thing. Right? Maybe it was a big problem, but how much did your crying help it out? None. Did your hurting and being in anguish, how much did it help the situation? Absolutely none. Made it worse. So it's a fool thing to do when it can't help and it can make it worse. That's a fool thing to do. Verse 9. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do them. Somebody say, do them. That's why our little guys keep saying, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word of God. Amen. Do them. And what will happen? And the God of peace shall be with you. What do you need in every situation? You need the peace of God. It's the anchor to your soul. It helps keep you stable and steady when everything around you is going skewed and crazy. Go to Matthew, please. This is already growing on me. But that's all right. That's good, huh? We prayed a prayer. We released faith. And there's another prayer we need to pray here and when we get to it. Very significant. Very important. Matthew 6. And about verse 19. Matthew 6, 19. These are the words of the Master, red letters in many Bibles. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, we're going to see this continue. But he's revealing two different systems with two different levels of value and priority. He said, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your what? Heart be also. Now what did Jesus say? Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it, your heart, be afraid. And the Lord gave me some light last week when I was out of town about this. And we'll be getting to it. But it's very easy to see why we've been troubled about things. And here's, we're getting into one of the big reasons. People get upset about things many times that they should not be upset at all about because they don't understand how unimportant that thing is. The value system is way off and the priorities are wrong. And that's what he's saying here, and you're going to see how it flows, the rest of the passage just flows into this. He said, back up again, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. That doesn't mean you can't have any investments. That doesn't mean you can't have a savings account. But what it does mean is you need a revelation that this is not very important. And every opportunity I get, I want to transfer my wealth out of this realm into that realm. Amen. Because it is not secure here. And it is losing value every hour. Someone says, well, mine's invested in X amount stock in 300-year institution. It ain't safe. It can be gone tomorrow. Yeah, no, not such and such. Yes, them too. If it's down here, Jesus said, it is subject to what? Being corrupted, that's being diminished and ruined, and thieves break through and steal, that's being taken from you, stolen from you. There is no such thing as 100% safe and secure in this world anywhere. But he reveals to us something that is. Keep reading. But lay up for who? This is for yourself. Just like you would make investments in the natural, put things into accounts or buy things, and it's yours. It's your stock. It's your account. And so the increase would be yours. Dividends are yours. He's saying this is real and more real than that. Amen. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Can this be done?
Yes.
Can this be done?
Yes.
It's being done. How do you do it? You do it with your tithes, with your offerings, with your gifts, your seeds of your service, your time, your talent, anything you do from a heart of love and faith for God's work, His people, His things. If you do it genuinely in faith and love, you made a deposit.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on.
You didn't give it away. You made a deposit. It's not gone. I said it's not gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Philippians 4 talks about a heavenly account that goes along with this. He said, not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. What account is he talking about? He's not talking about an account at the first bank in Philippi. He's talking about an account in heaven. This is real. Most folks don't believe in it. It's not real to them, but it is real. Are the words of Jesus true?
Yeah.
Keep reading it with me. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, and it cannot depreciate there. It cannot be corrupted. It cannot, the value of it cannot be diminished nor deteriorated.
Amen.
Nor for the thieves do not break through nor steal. Nobody can take it away from you.
Hallelujah.
It is truly secure.
Amen.
You can't lose it, and it can't be devalued.
Amen.
Is this true or not?
Yes.
Now keep reading. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, let me just stop right here. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but if that was real to you, like what Jesus just said, if somebody stole some of your money and stuff down here, and yet you had all kind of investment in heaven that you know nobody can touch, you're not going to be that upset. You're not going to be that troubled. Because you didn't lose anything really that you could have kept anyway. And that was not where your heart was, because you've been investing in the kingdom.
Yes.
And you know that's going nowhere.
Amen.
Nobody can take that from me. I can't lose that. So then you would not be upset like somebody who has lost their life. But you will see people. Something happened to their 401k. Something happened to this. Something happened to that. And they are beside themselves. They can't sleep. They develop medical conditions, physical problems, and they're not fit to live around or be around. They are so upset. They're so mad. They're so bitter. They're so hurt. Why? They think that means everything. Their value system is skewed. Come on, can you see this? If it wasn't, you might not be happy about it, but you are not going to get upset like other people do. Because your heart wasn't there anyway. Your heart's there. Oh, can you see it, friends? The Lord gave me three big reasons. I'll just go ahead and give them to you, and then we'll develop them as we're able to get to them. Why Christians get upset. One, lack of faith. Two, lack of love. That is lack of knowing how much He loves you, and then lack of loving other people more than you do yourself. And then three, wrong priorities. Wrong priorities. Skewed value system. Don't know what's important and what's really important and what's not. People everywhere every day are getting so upset about stuff that if they would ask the Lord about it and would really listen to what He would say, forget about that. Just forget. That doesn't even matter. Now, there are things that are important. My dad used to tell us boys frequently, boys, don't sweat the small stuff. You ever heard that? Yeah. Don't sweat the small stuff. And then somebody said, and it's all small stuff. That's not true. That's not true. But how do we ascertain what's small stuff and what's big stuff? What should be a big deal to us and what should be nothing to us? Do we develop our own value system? We let somebody else tell us? There's only one who's qualified. Is that right? To tell us. This is important. This is not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.